Dr. David Walton is a Harvard-trained physician who has worked with the group Partners in Health since 1997. He divides his time between Boston and Haiti, where he's an expert on the treatment and prevention of HIV, AIDS, and tuberculosis. Walton is speaking right now on the USF St. Pete campus, but he was at WMNF Studios earlier today.
There's no shortage of need. I mean, yeah. So we currently work in 10 hospitals and clinics across the central part of Haiti. And we'd like to think that the people in the areas in which we work are well served by healthcare, but it is a striking indictment on the situation of healthcare overall in the country that we see people from the far reaches of Haiti coming to our clinics in the central part of Haiti. So maybe a 3 days journey from the northernmost tip of Haiti, say, or from another large metropolitan area like Cap Haitien, or Port-au-Prince, where they have to pass maybe four hospitals in order to get to our hospital or network of hospitals. And that is primarily driven by their inability to access care. And in a place like Port-au-Prince or maybe Cape Haitien where there is care, the care may be they may not be able to address their needs, but more often than not, they can't. It's private pay, you know. And so they are, despite the fact they may live across the street from a hospital, they are essentially locked out from that system, thus have to come all the way to the Central Plateau to access care.
Indeed. Now, obviously, in terms of prevention, most people think, you know, condoms are obviously the best way to prevent getting HIV. Are you involved in the distribution of that at all?
Absolutely. Yeah. So you hear a lot about the treatment of HIV, but equally as important and really needs to happen at the same time is very, very robust prevention efforts. And so, yes, we're involved with treatment of HIV, but we're also involved with prevention efforts. I mean, we have a whole, not necessarily department, but group of people in every single hospital that we work whose full-time job is to go around clinics or different, excuse me, not clinics, but schools and churches and in the community and do education, distribute condoms, really elevate the level of health awareness of the communities. Because, again, you can only do so much with treating disease. You really have to also focus on prevention. And that's, again, one of the basic tenets of public health.
Just recently, actually, a bipartisan group of 72 members of the House of Representatives called on the World Bank to immediately suspend all scheduled debt repayments from Haiti and grant complete debt cancellation to the impoverished nation. Haiti currently sends $1.6 million to the World Bank every month while thousands of Haitians starve and the nation struggles to fill a severe budget gap that threatens the struggling democracy's stability. You're, of course, aware of what you do with dealing with the healthcare system there and seeing, as you mentioned, people going from a long way away. Do you take care of them? What is it like for you, especially when you make this trip all the time from the United States, the land of plenty, to go down into a land of very little?
It is. I mean, you know, I make this transition maybe every other week. And so I go from, you know, an academic teaching hospital or, you know, where I have literally everything at my fingertips. And again, that's an amazing privilege and it's not something I take for granted. And then, you know, I take a flight 12 hours later from door to door. I end up in the poorest country in the hemisphere and have very little in terms of diagnostic and therapeutics. And it is a sobering experience because, again, these, you know, it is Haiti is the second oldest republic in the hemisphere. It really shares a very common history with the United States. And I want to touch on the point that you made about debt relief. You know, it's always important to put the historical context in debt relief, say, or really anything that you're talking about. And it's, you know, Haiti does have a very onerous debt, but most of that debt came under the dictatorships, the Duvalier dictatorships. And so, you know, Baby Doc is somewhere in the chateau in France, living the rest of his life pretty in luxury. Papa Doc has now since passed on, but they, you know, money was flowing from the United States and from bilateral institutions to Haiti during that time. And they are still now, all these years later, repaying that debt at the same time that they're struggling to provide basic health care, for example. Basic, you know, you heard about the school collapsing, basic checks on structural engineering. You know, they need that money in order to, you know, again, it's a struggling democracy. They have been, you know, coup d'etat after coup d'etat after coup d'etat, you know, political instability for years and years. And all we're hoping for, I think most of Haitians and Americans who support Haiti is hoping for is a democratic transition to democratic transition. So we now have President Preval, and we're hoping that there's actually Senate elections for the Senate in less than a week. Which hopefully will smoothly. And then after Preval's term, we hope for another democratic transition. You know, this is what we need to be supporting, democracy in Haiti.